dinin. Ema kwe dini ngandane zonko mozinga tiba nineza betwa. Ema kwe dini ngandane zonko mozinga tiba nineza betwa. Aine nupuma, nupuma, nupuma ne ulele. Aine nupuma, nupuma, aine nupuma ne ulele. Ema kwe dini ngandane zonko mozinga tiba nineza betwa. Ema kwe dini ngandane zonko mozinga tiba nineza betwa.
It would be a treat just for you and I. to order in some quince meat and get on the right side. Should have heard the little fly when he did. You ought to hurt the little fly when he did. I've got all the quince meat that I think I need. Come into my parlor, said this butter to this fly. I'll give you loving, loving until you die.
It happened one time that the animals of the fields and the forest had a great argument about which of them was the oldest and entitled to the most respect. Each of them said, "I am the oldest." They argued at great length, and at last they decided to take the case before a judge. They went to the house of Anansi, the spider, and they said to him, "Quacko Anansi, we're in dispute as to which of us is the most venerable. Listen to our testimony." So Anansi called his children to bring him a cashew shell, and he sat on it with great dignity, as though he were a chief sitting on a carved stool. The guinea fowl was the first to speak. He said, "I swear it, I am the oldest of all creatures. When I was born, there was a great grass fire. Since there was no one else in the world to put it out, I ran into the flames and stamped them out with my feet. My legs were badly burned, as you can see. They are still red." The animals looked at the guinea fowl's legs and saw it was true. They were red. They said, "Yee, he is old." Then the parrot declared, "I swear it. When I came into the world, there were no tools and no weapons. It was I who made the first hammer that was ever used by blacksmiths. I beat the iron into shape with my beak, and it's for this reason that my beak is bent." The animals looked at the parrot's beak, crying out, "Yee, parrot is old indeed." Then the elephant spoke, "I swear it. I am older than the parrot and the guinea fowl. When I was created, the sky god gave me a long and useful nose. When the other animals were made, there was a shortage of material, and they were given small noses." The animals examined the elephant's nose and shouted, "Ee, the elephant is truly old." The rabbit gave his testimony then, saying, "I swear it. I am the oldest. When I came into the world, night and day had not yet been created." The animals applauded the rabbit. They said, "Ee, is he not really the oldest?" The porcupine spoke last, and he said, "I swear it. As you will all have to admit, I am the oldest. When I was born, the earth wasn't finished yet. It was soft like butter and couldn't be walked upon." This was great testimony, and the animals cheered the porcupine. They cried, "Ee, who can be older than he?" Then they waited to hear Anansi's judgment. He sat on his cashew shell and shook his head, saying, "If you had come to me first, I would have saved you this argument, for I am the oldest of all creatures. When I was born, the earth itself had not yet been made, and there was nothing to stand on. When my father died, there was no ground to bury him in, so I had to bury him in my head." When the animals heard this, they declared, "Ee, Quacko Anansi is the oldest of all living things. How can we doubt it?"
Oh, I love. upon a merry time. In came Robin Redbreast and brought her sops and wine. Eat well of the sop, Jenny. Drink well of the wine. Thank you, Robin, kindly. You shall be mine. Jenny Wren got well and stood upon her feet and told Robin plainly she loved him not a bit. Robin, he got angry and hopped upon a twig, saying, out upon you, fie upon you, bold-faced jig.
I've got an old tomcat. When he steps out, all the pussycats in the neighborhood, they begin to shout. Here comes Ringtail Tom, he's stepping around the town. And if you got your heat turned on, you better turn your damper down. The oodle-eedle-ay, oodle-eedle-ay. Ringtail Tom on the fence, the old pussycat on the ground. Ringtail Tom come off on that fence and they went around and around. Lord, he's quick on the trigger, he's a natural born crack shot. He finds a new target every night and he sure does practice a lot. The oodle-eedle-ay, oodle-eedle-ay. Makes them roust about, he makes them roll their eyes. They just can't resist my Ringtail Tom, no matter how hard they try. You better watch old Ringtail Tom, he's boss around the town. He won't have a pussycat tomcatting around. The oodle-ay, oodle-ay, oodle-ay-ay. Ringtail Tom is a stud, he struts around the town. All the pussycats in the neighborhood can't get old Ringtail down. He's always running around, just can't be satisfied. He goes out every night with a new one by his side. The oodle-eedle-ay, oh, the oodle-ay.
Ever since you went away.
Listen here, good people, I hate to moan this way. But when your baby is gone, you know how you feel just before day. When you get worried, don't forget this song. When you get worried, don't forget this song. All too tight song, that lonesome swing down low.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll now hear The Bear Story by Everett Steiner. A Rocky Mountain hunter met a bear in a level trail on a mountainside with a cliff on the one hand and a perpendicular precipice on the other. This bear hunter could neither dodge to the right nor to the left. There was no friendly tree near. His only weapon, his knife, and no alternative but to fight. It was to be the bear fight of his life. He knelt down and made this prayer. O Lord, I am now 40 years of age. I have never prayed to thee before in all my life. I am not like the Methodists and the Baptists who are constantly worrying thee with their little cares. All I have to say is, if you are not on my side, don't be on the bear's side, but lay low and say nothing and see the biggest bear fights you ever read about.
Permitted to come in here, that's all.
Well, listen, young big boy, let me tell you something right now. If I don't come in there, there ain't nobody coming out.
You go and get yourself a job. You're the most no-count man I ever saw.
I'm looking for a job right now.
Yeah, you looking for a job and praying that you won't find one. You want a job, I got a good job for you. If you just go with me.
Well, what is that?
Come on down to the zoo.
Down to the what?
Down to the zoo.
Well, what cage are you going to be in?
Oh, I ain't going to be in no cage. I'm a moving picture man. I want to make a moving picture of you in a lion's cage.
Brother, if you ever do remember taking a picture of me in a lion's cage, it'll be moving all right.
Well, that old lion can't hurt you.
I know he can't hurt me. He liable to make me hurt myself.
He can't even catch you.
I know it. I just don't want him running after me, that's all.
That old lion was raised on milk.
So was I, but I eat meat now.
Why, old lion's tame. He'll eat right off your hand.
Yeah, anywhere else. He don't care where he eats.
Why, the old lion couldn't bite you. He ain't got a tooth in his head.
Yeah, but he could gum me to death. I ain't messing with no lion.
That lion don't eat dark meat.
Yeah, but about the time he started at me, he liable to go colorblind. Them lions don't mess with you.
All you got to do is just look him straight in the eye and let him know you ain't afraid of him.
Oh, man, don't you know if I look that lion in the eye, he wouldn't believe me. You know that.
Now, let me get you straightened out on this thing. All I want you to do is just to snap you as you go in the lion's cage.
Well, brother, you better snap me as I go in, because you'll never focus me coming out. Yeah, anyhow, I was just kidding you. I ain't afraid of no lion. In fact, I used to be a lion tamer.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
How you go about handling one?
Oh, well, I'd walk in the lion's cage and look the lion in the face and say, Lionie, just let him know I ain't afraid of him. That's all you got to do to a lion.
Suppose that lion makes a jump at you.
I'd reach back on my neck and grab a handful of perspiration and throw in his face.
How you know there's going to be perspiration back in your neck?
Oh, it'll be there. Don't worry.
my life, I have dreams of being the bullfighter. From earliest childhood, I dreamed of fighting the bull. I had very much pride. I was young. Someday I would fight the bull. But as I grow older, I see the bull everywhere. There is too much bull. At night, my dreams are full of bull. What can I do? I must fight first the little bulls to keep in practice. After I have killed the little bulls, then my courage will grow and I will be able to fight the bigger bulls until finally I will stand and face the biggest bull of all. Will I be afraid? Yes, I will be afraid. My moment of truth will have come. I do not look forward to fighting the biggest bull. So much nicer to fight the little bull. And who is he? He is inside me. So I will kill the bull that's inside me.
The old mule, the skinny old mule, going up the hill.
Forsaken, he leave you one more chance, which if you won't be taken, you leave it for me. And sings out in the wilderness, sing for friend and foe, sings for these and those times as well as the times that go.
Tune 2 KVMR FM, Nevada City. This is the Muddy Boots Special. I'm your host, Tenali. I'm here for another half hour. Be sure to stay tuned for Red Eye Radio at midnight with the Overnight Harmonic Express with Ed Gardner. And I want to thank everyone out there for all the phone calls. And once again, this is the Wandering Menagerie Show, evoking the animal kingdom with a bit of a stretch of the imagination, but nonetheless. Either way, we started off with this last set with Barbecue Bob, the Spider and the Fly. Then we heard Harold Corlander with Anasi, the Oldest Animal. And we heard Cuckoo Cobb with Crocodile Dance. Cliff Carlisle with Tom Cap Blues. Too Tight Henry with Squinch Owl Moan, and Everett Steiner's Bear Story, and Emmett Miller with The Lion Tamers, and the Pilgrim School Church with Bluebird, Ken Nordine with The Bullfighter, and lastly we heard Michael Hurley with Hog of the Forsaken. We're going to get back into some music. Well, actually, before we go, back to some music. On the count of three, everyone say your favorite animal noise. One, two, three.
Meow.
just a diamond rattler. I'm feeling so doggone mean. Rattlesnake Daddy from Tennessee. I'm a rattlesnake daddy. You better let me be.
Why are you going now? I'm going down to Mississippi, gonna get a loon down in heaven. Four wheeler set of four, they ain't got to Japan on it. I let one suck all the blood to me and leave you a happy square on it. And next time I see you, I had your family there on it. Four wheeler near the white wind, sit down on it. Oh, we told the wife, let's take this 40. Oh, we told the wife, said, I believe I'll make a law, daughter. All right, we'll tell all about it. Let's leave the Louisiana ring, go to Arkansas. Well, I saw the cool weaver, daughter, say, a lot of Indiana. Next time I see the bloody hand of family there, Lord. Oh, we're told about that thing, I think it's bad, Lord. Some call the blinds of the leaves, yeah, have this queen, Lord. Oh, we'll go, we'll wear your needle home. More than you wear the rain, cause it's cold on it. Oh, you go, you, for that treat me bad on it. Next time I think you had your family there.
a little cock sparrow sat on a green tree, and he chirruped, so merry was he. A naughty boy came with his wee bow and arrow, determined to shoot this little cock sparrow. "This little cock sparrow will make me a stew, and his giblets will make me a little pie, too." "Oh, no," said the sparrow, "I won't make a stew." So he flapped his wings, and away he flew.
Oh, our big friend the bear!
I get to thinking when a thousand thoughts on my mind. Sometimes I get to thinking when a thousand thoughts on my mind. Thinking about traveling, thousand thoughts on lonesome line. Oh, my mother's gone to glory, my father's down here drinking in his sin. My mother's gone to glory, my father's down here drinking in his sin. My sister won't notice me, she's too proud to take me in. I'm a black sheep in my family, and how they dog me round. I'm a black sheep in my family, and how they dog me round. Someday I'll get lucky and won't be found around. What's the use of trying when you say you can't get along? You might as well be satisfied, take your sin to the Lord above. We.
Hello, folks. First thing we hear in the morning, we get up some over new ground and picking on a holler log, something like this. Now, next thing we hear is something down at the pig pen, going something like this. Sorry there, that's old silent little pigs. Next thing we hear is something over at the barn, going something like this. That's the old gray mule Johnson just traded for yesterday, so he asked me to come over in the morning and help him work him, so I told my mother to hurry and get breakfast ready so we could go. Let's go, boy. He walled his eye and switched his tail, how that mule would kick. He took him down to the foot of the hill, he hooked him to his car. He loved a mule and the mule loved him with all his to his heart. That mule would say, oh. Up to try him out one day. He kicked and fought and prayed all night. The chickens crowed for day. He winked one eye and switched his tail. He grinned you with a smile. Telegram that left my leg could send you half a mile. And you would say, toasting up that curry comb. Whoa, boy. Johnson, he concluded that mule wouldn't pull. Johnson, he concluded that mule wouldn't do. Johnson thought that old gray mule said, "Huh, young cyclone." Tennant says, Johnson let that old gray mule alone. He would say,
did you ever hear the coffin sound? Did you ever hear how fun it sounds? And you know that the four boys in the ground.
It is about 11:55 p.m., and you are tuned to KVMR-FM, Nevada City. Well, this has been the Muddy Boots Show. I'm your host, Tenali. The past 2 hours, we've been exploring the world of the animal kingdom, the Wandering Menagerie. We start off this last set with Homer Callahan with Rattlesnake Daddy, Sweet Brothers with I Got a Bulldog, Charlie Patton with Mississippi Boll Weevil Blues, The Yellow Jackets with Huskin' Bee, Doris Jones with Big Bear, Pigmeat Terry with Black Sheep Blues, and J.E. Mariner Mountaineers with Johnson's Old Gray Mule. And lastly, we heard Two Poor Boys with Two White Horses in the Lane. And if you go online to spinatron.com and look to the left and scroll down and find KVMR, you can click in there and choose any date. And if specifically you're interested in a playlist for tonight, it should be up in the next day or so. And all the playlists of KVMR for the last week, few weeks or so. So be sure to check that out, spinatron.com. I want to thank everyone for the phone calls this evening. And be sure to stay tuned to Red Eye Radio. And tonight, it's Overnight Harmonic Express with Ed Gardner. Well, I have one more song before I head out of here. A Cantonese opera troupe with The Crow Flies Back to the Forest. And I wish you all a good evening and good times in the days ahead. And always remember, don't approach a goat from the front, a horse from the back, or a fool from any side. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.